This call is being recorded.
Greetings, everyone.
I just want to say, bless the name of the Lord. What an honor and a privilege. First and foremost, giving credit and props to the man of God, Prophet David Armstrong and his lovely wife, Sister Kathy, Prophetess Kathy Armstrong. First off, giving all honor to God, I just thank God for my salvation. Let's start off with a word of prayer. Father God, we just come to you, Lord, and we say thank you, Father, for who you are, a true and living God that we serve, the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Father, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end. And as we say greetings and good morning, Holy Spirit, we just want to let you know that you are precious, Lord. We thank you, Father, for allowing this group of intercessors to continue to thrive, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for the word that's going to go forth, Lord, that it's already blessed. And Lord, let everyone get edified, Lord God, because I know it edified me. And I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this hour, Lord God. Continue to allow us to come together. Your word said, do not forsake the assembly of the gathering, Lord. So if we meet, we come in expectation, Lord God. We need things to be removed. We need chains to be broken. And we need to go to another place in you, Lord God. So we just give you total preeminence. Lord, have your way. And we just love you this morning. And we say thank you. I decrease, you increase, and I remove completely out of the way so that your word is used bright on my tongue. Holy Spirit, have your way. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Good morning, saints. Good morning, saints. This morning, how many people are excited that today is the day that the Lord has made?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Well, this is a very critical topic and theme that's very vital in the body of Christ. And I know it ministered to me. The topic is forgiveness, and it's called The Importance of Forgiveness During Prayer.
Wow.
You know, this is an area that is highly underestimated and taken lightly. But Jesus spent much time speaking on forgiveness. So everybody take your Bibles out. It's not a coincidence that right after the disciples asked him to teach us how to pray, as soon as he went over the blueprint and the foundation of prayer, when you pray in this model, he went and emphasized on the breakdown of forgiveness. So we're going to take a look at a few areas of scripture. But I want us to ask, as we go over the importance of forgiveness during prayer, what is forgiveness? You know, what is forgiveness? If I could break it down in just a few words, I would say that Our forgiveness is our response to God. How many people know that it's a difference between a response or when you respond versus when you react? See, a lot of times, us, especially in the carnal or the human flesh, humans just pretty much react off impulse, right? You know, somebody slap you, you slap them back. It's just off react. But see, it's a difference between reacting versus responding. See, when you're responding to a certain, you're moving in a certain type of movement in an order. You're moving with purpose, you know. Amen. So let's take a look at we're gonna go to Matthew chapter 6. We're going to start off in verse 14. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Matthew chapter 6. And, you know, we all know this and we all say it, you know, so casually.
Oh, yeah. You know?
But what does it really mean? You know, so. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. And it reads like this. It says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So you see how that is a double. It says if and if. We got if twice, right? So this is what happened if we do what the Word of God says. Because the Word of God does instruct us to forgive. So it says, first off, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Now notice it's in red. So who's speaking here?
Jesus
is speaking. Then he says, "But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So see how the Father is big on forgiveness, right?
Yeah.
So this is after he shows them the module of prayer. If you even go back up a couple verses, starting in verse 9, he said, "After this manner, therefore, pray. Pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." He's breaking it down. "In earth and as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive," and look, he emphasizes right here, "and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." So the prayer is finished, but now he goes back over verse number 12 when he says, this is how critical, this is how fundamental, but how vital forgiveness is. I'm going to spend an extra time to go over this and reiterate what I just said in verse 12. He says, "For look, this is how it works. This is a key kingdom principle, a key kingdom principle." So basically, if I forgive men their trespasses, right? Because people are going to offend me in life. People are going to, nobody's perfect. So people are going to do me wrong. And whether it's on purpose, on accident, you know, whether they bump you or step on your foot, it's going to happen. So if I forgive them of their wrongdoings, their actions, their trespasses, then guess what? My heavenly Father, he's going to forgive me. And he knows when you're genuine, right? But if I choose not, because it's a choice. When God gave us free will, he gave us the ability to choose to forgive or not to forgive, right? So what is forgiveness? Is my response to God. From verse 12, we gather that we are to forgive, and the forgiveness we seek from God is in direct correlation to our willingness to forgive others. Say that again. We are to forgive, and the forgiveness we seek from God is in direct correlation to our willingness to forgive others. How many of y'all know sometimes we're not really willing to forgive? Because we think like this. "Oh no, but you don't know what they did to me, Brother Ronnie. Oh man, I can't forgive them, because if I let them get away with it, they, you know, it's really the pride that's hurt. It's really the stubbornness. you know, that we hold on to them. Because that's why I say stubbornness is idolatry. It's as idolatry. Because we're not willing to give that situation to the Lord. We wanna hold on to it.
Yeah.
You know, we wanna drown in that sorrow. And we wanna let bitterness occupy us. But see, forgiveness is freedom. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. So we got to let go of that bitterness. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Make a right. Glory to your name, Jesus. We're just looking at the importance of forgiveness. Because when it says the effective fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much, right before, everybody quote that, but right before that, it says share your faults with one another. Mm-hmm. We don't talk about that part, though.
Okay, Ephesians.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32. Sister Linda, would you like to read?
Of course I will.
Amen. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32.
Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. Read. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you.
Hallelujah. You
Amen.
See that? And be ye kind, forgiving one another. So y'all remember in Matthew 6:12, right?
Yes.
He says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. But if you forgive not, neither will you be forgiven, right? So in that, Jesus is speaking kingdom lingo, right? I'm going to show you where Jesus is speaking kingdom lingo, because when we forbear, we're putting up, we're bearing with, you know. So when it says let all bitterness go, it's a process. Brother Paul says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. So he's telling us what to put away. These are members that we're to put off. But what we are supposed to put on when we get dressed and put on the spiritual armor of God, we're supposed to put on the fruits of the Spirit. Kindness is one of the fruits from the Spirit.
Amen.
And be kind one to another. Tenderhearted. I mean, I'm supposed to be patient with my brother or my sister. I got to practice self-control. You know, I got to be kind. You know why? Jesus was a kind man. Jesus was kind. They don't say he was nice now, but it says he was kind. There is a difference. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. This is a mandate. This is how we are supposed to function as kingdom citizens, as divine diplomats. Come on, somebody. It says, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. You know, it's another scripture where it says, how can you claim to love God whom you never saw?
Mm-hmm.
And you hate your brother. Anybody who's like that, let them be found as a liar. You know?
Yes.
God is love, and his essence is his people. Amen? So
Amen.
If we can't get this right with forgiveness, then our prayers ain't going to even hit the roof, y'all. You know? So I want to share with y'all. I know I don't have that much time, but I wanted to show you a very significant portrait and illustration of what forgiveness is. Okay? Mm-hmm. So we got to settle our accounts this morning. Amen? Let's go to Matthew chapter 18. And we're going to read verses 21 through 35. Hallelujah. Amen when you get there.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and read starting at verse 21. I want you guys to pay much attention to what takes place in this story.
Okay.
All right. Let's go. All right. Starting at verse 21, it says, "Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, Master, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times?" Jesus says unto him, "I say not unto you until seven times, but until 70 times seven." Wow. Now, that's a powerful statement. Okay, because Peter come to Jesus and say, If somebody offends me, how many times do I forgive my brother? Is it seven times? And the way Jesus get at him, and Jesus say, "No, I don't say seven times, but 70 times seven." Now, I did the math, right? 70 times seven is 490, right? Seven times seven is 49. You add the zero. So reality is, no one is going to offend you at 490 times, nobody has a need to be forgiven in one day almost 500 times, right? So what Jesus was saying was, no, there's no limit to it. But he threw that out there as a metaphor type of analogy. Why is it seven times? You know, you keep on forgiving them, you keep on forgiving them. Because forgiveness is the kingdom's way. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Forgiveness is the kingdom's way. So let's pick back up in verse 23. The word of God says, it says, "Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt." So you see what happened? Mm-hmm. There was a worship going on. There was a true, genuine repentance of, you know what? I'm sorry. Not only am I sorry, but I reassure you solemnly, Lord, you will get what's owed to you. Just have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And this was a real portrait of desperation. He was desperate. You know, not only will I pay you, but I'm going to pay you interest. Just please have mercy on me. Be patient with me. But it was in that, like it says, he fell down and worshiped. How many of us have gotten too comfortable, gotten too complacent? I know it's easy to fall into that. Well, watch this. It says that the Lord was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But watch this. This is the trip part right here. You know, what happens so common in the life of a believer or of a Christian. A lot of times, how quickly we forget, right? How quickly we forget. because we kind of like Peter took his eyes off Christ, off the source, and he started thinking.
Yeah.
When we take our eyes off the Word of God, reality is what's going to happen is we're going to start sinking. All right, so picking up at 28, watch this. It says, but the same servant went out. And watch what he do, y'all. He found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him, and he took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe. Mm.
Wow.
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 Mm. Mm. Now, he went full throttle. He hopped all the way in a G-Ride and got back with the business, you know.
Yeah.
But with no remorse. Ah, wow. So, look, his verse 29, and his fellow servant fell down to his feet. Don't that sound like something that he just did? It sounds like not deja vu, but it sounds like something that was just done by the guy who's actually doing it. Right? So when he fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Those words, very familiar words.
Yeah.
Now watch verse 30, what he does. That's why I said, how quickly we forget. How quickly we forget. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. Now, peep this. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry. See that word, very sorry. I think it's another time in the Bible where it says very sorry. I think that sounds familiar too. When God created, you know, man and woman, created the earth and all of everything, it says in somewhere in Genesis, and when Noah came on the scene, it said, and God was very sorry. Some translation says he was very repentive that he had made the earth because of all the evil that took place. That's why he flooded it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So watch, in verse 31, it says, so when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry. Man. And came. Yeah. See, when we're dealing with forgiveness and the real true forgiveness takes place, there has to be a genuine level of sorry. Like, I'm so sorry. You know, that's the whole essence of even repentance. You know?
Man.
Imagine how they felt for that guy. You know? Wow. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done.
Uh-oh.
Now, then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you desired me. Some translations read, because you basically apologize, if you will. But it says, verse 33, should not you also have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you?
Mm-hmm.
And his Lord was wroth, meaning his Lord was hot. He was heated.
Mm-hmm.
And he delivered him unto the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you. Mm. Wow. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. So see, true forgiveness is from the heart. But here in this illustration, in this portrait of this parable, We have a king. We have a lord, which is master. And we have a servant, that's a slave.
Yeah.
And when it's speaking of settling accounts, this is what the Lord showed me last night. Go back to verse 23.
Okay.
In verse 23, it says, and it reads, "Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants." So here we're talking about settling accounts. Now, to properly settle accounts, to make deposits or withdrawals from our heavenly accounts, the debt of forgiveness must be dealt with. I'm going to say that one more time. To make deposits or withdraw into your heavenly account, the debt of forgiveness must be settled. You know, I could attest to even last night, God showed me, the Holy Spirit really showed me a process, you know, because before you can even go behind a veil and access the presence of God, there's some things that got to be settled, amen? Or else you'll be bankrupt with bad credit. You'll be on check system. Now, I'd have been on check system before, and it ain't pretty. It ain't good at all. You know, some of the banks still won't mess with me, but God allowed me to open up a credit union. Come on, somebody. So, look, I say sometimes if we don't handle, if we have unforgiveness in our hearts, God is not going to be able to move as he would or as he ought. You know, when I hear that story, what came to mind, the Holy Spirit showed me when Jesus was on the cross, you know, remember, he was on the cross with two thieves.
Right.
And one was forgiven and one wasn't. So in this story, we have three servants. Or no, actually two servants. One was forgiven, but he ended up losing his forgiveness. He ended up forfeiting it by not doing what was done to him, because he quickly forgot. He was unappreciative. He was ungrateful.
Yes.
And that's the sad part about it. A lot of times we could just go through the motions. The Lord has saved us. He's delivered us. But guess what? We've been on autopilot. The Lord had to quicken me, just because, like I said, it's so easy to get complacent. And God was showing me. He said, "Son, this is the Lord showed me in this study last night. I have promoted you to a whole nother level. Therefore, you cannot eat on the same level. You can't do what you was doing last season and the season before." Because how many of you guys know that we can idolize routine, or routine can be idolized? You just go on giving God a quick prayer on your way to work. That ain't gonna cut it.
Come on.
And the Lord is telling me in this hour to press through. He says, "Son, I have called you, and for such a time as right now. And you can't eat on the same level. You can't do the same things you used to do and expect my grace and expect the anointing to flow like how it ought to. No, you gotta break from routine, and you gotta come and seek me, because God says in his word that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." He says, "Son, Your seeking has not been a diligent seeking." You know, these quick little mumbo jumbo prayers on your 20-minute drive to work, that ain't gonna cut it. You gotta make time to make time.
Amen.
I wake you up to go use a restroom for a reason. Not just to go use a restroom and go back to sleep. But come on, I need that time. I need that intimacy. And he showed me that I had areas of unforgiveness in my heart. Sometimes we could think that we're good and we're in the clear.
Yeah.
But I had sometimes we could have, if it's unchecked, you could have residue.
Yes.
On your heart. That's why in the last verse, in verse 20, in verse 35, he says, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone. See, this is a heart issue. This is a heart issue. And the Lord, God says, above all things, the heart is the most, above all things, the heart is the most deceitful thing. It's wicked. It's desperately wicked. It says, who can know it? Who can know it? And a lot of times we have deceived our own self. We've held on to things that God has told us to release. But the purpose of forgiveness is not just a matter of releasing someone to God, because, you know, we are to forgive. And in that releasing, we're supposed to release faith, because forgiving others is a response of faith. It's an act of obedience. Mm-hmm. So what is forgiving others? Forgiving others is faith's obedience. Forgiving others is faith's obedience, because we're obeying God. He says to forgive one another.
Amen.
Even when he was on the cross in his last final hour, what did he say? He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The Lord has taken every single bullet, every single form of payment, everything that we deserve, he took it. He became that. So faith has a voice. And he calls us to confess with our mouth, Romans 10:9, to believe with our hearts. So you see how it's all connected with the heart and the mouth?
Yeah.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall speak. Amen. But what are we saying? Are we speaking on some uplift, edifying one another? Because prayer is one expressing one's faith. And praying is resting in the presence of God, but no one can enter in behind the veil without first settling the debt of forgiveness. So we're going to settle some accounts this morning. A lot of times, every once in a while, it's good to do what they call spring cleaning.
Mm.
And you know what? When I was in the bottom pit of addiction, and I was bound by the bondage of addiction, the spirit of addiction had me. I didn't know for all these years, I've caught myself blowing out steam. Oh, I'm not hurting nobody but myself. You know what? I had so much bitterness. I had so much resentment. I had so much unforgiveness. And I remember recently, last year, going through the steps of freedom in Christ. You know, it's a process dealing with a lot of renouncing, and even forgiving is very, very important. So I would make a list, and right now, people that I felt offended me, and I would write out this person's name and what the offense was and why I felt the way I felt, such and such, John Doe. Because he did this or did that. And how did it make me feel? I was hurt. I felt betrayed. I felt, you know, like he, you know, defrauded me, deceived me, or whatever the issue is. And then what I do after that is I release them by saying, you know what? I choose to forgive this person. I write the date and all that. Now, I remember doing my list and even trying to pray in a room. I promise you, I kid you not, I had helicopters flying like they was trying to come into the house in the window. Sirens was going off, all kind of just noise. The enemy don't like that. Was sending all kind of distractions But you know what? I thank God that he still allowed me to press through.
Thank you, Lord.
So forgiveness is a heart issue. And Amen. It's not a matter of a feeling or emotion. No. You know, even in this day and time, a lot of humans are seeking an emotional experience. Forgiveness is your response to God and not your fellow man. A lot of people say, why do I gotta forgive? Why not? You know, you're freeing yourself by forgiving. You know, and a lot of times we've been so conditioned to just not forgive, to not to turn the other cheek because it looks weak, or somebody go, these are all defensive mechanisms from the world, but they're all lies. They're all lies from the father of lies. Because even the enemy knows the power of forgiveness.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want you to forgive. He wants you to stay wallowed in that misery. You know?
Yeah.
So we got to be mindful of these things. And I just want to express to you all that when we're talking about settling accounts, this is what happens when we don't forgive. The resentment grows, the unforgiveness, it grows, and everything builds up. You know, when Peter asked that question, you know, it's basically like a mirror of a reflection of the church's discipline. You know, I mean, we're talking about petty offenses. You know, forgiveness is appropriate, you know. It is the golden rule pertaining to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. What did Jesus come on the scene preaching? He preached repentance. Well, John the Baptist preached repentance, but Jesus always spoke of the kingdom of God. And he always told parables of what the kingdom of heaven was like. So as I close, because I know we got some praying to do, I want us to examine and just go to a quiet space in our mind and just think of whom it is that we need to forgive. And you know what? When I was writing that list out, saints, listen to me. I had to put myself on that list.
Wow.
At the bottom, I put my name. You know, because forgiveness is our response to God. But at the same time, I was just meditating on this last night. Jesus spoke and he said, all of the commandments, the greatest commandment, it could be summed up to this. All the other commandments could be summed up to this. And this is the first one. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. Right?
Right.
The cold part about it is a lot of us, because of unforgiveness, we don't learn how to truly love ourselves. Not only just because of unforgiveness, but also because of identity crisis that most of us go through. It's not all these crises in the world with gas prices and oil and everything. It's really an identity crisis. We don't know who we are in Christ. And until God opened up my eyes and showed me, I wasn't truly loving myself because of a spirit that I was bound to, which was spirit of self-rejection. Spirit of rejection, period. You know? And so until God taught me, you know what, who I really am and gave me his truth, I was able to start to love myself. So it's just like, how can you love others if you don't truly love yourself?
Yeah.
How can you truly forgive others as the word has instructed us to do without first and foremost forgiving yourself?
Mm. Hallelujah.
A lot of times we've treated ourselves in certain types of ways with so many loans. We have not forgiven ourselves truly. But we always gave ourselves the shorter end of the stick. Oh, I can never forgive myself. Or if I forgive her, she'll get away with the awful thing she did. Or what about this? What he did to me was so destructive, it ruined my life. He doesn't deserve to be forgiven. You see how we hold on to these things? Now, whether it's valid or not, we make excuses for our reasons, right?
Right.
And it seems logical. We try to convince ourselves. But all of these other adversaries we're inviting in, the adversaries and the enemies of the soul, because now what happens is the resentment grows bigger, the unforgiveness, the grief, the grudges, that's a stressful life. Just to have the ability to choose not to forgive somebody. You know how much more energy that takes to frown and to harbor all of that and choose not to forgive?
Right.
What if the way we treated each other, God treated us like that?
Ooh.
Wow. Couldn't even imagine that. Couldn't even imagine that.
Mm.
No, not at all. Because the golden rule of the kingdom is forgiveness. That's why Jesus spoke so much about it. That's why he reassured and put the emphasis on the power of forgiveness. So we're going to take some time, y'all, this morning, because forgiveness frees. Hallelujah. Forgiveness heals. So anybody going through any type of addiction, and it don't got to be a drug. It don't got to be alcohol. You can be addicted to being addicted to something, doing something of too much, whatever it may be, watching too much YouTube or being on social media. I don't know. But we're going to get freed up today. Any addiction or depression, fear, we got a call to action right now. So how do we forgive? The steps of freedom. They say live and let live. But reality is, if I really truly want to be forgiven, I gotta forgive others. So I'm not saying we're going to make a list right now, but in areas that we could grow, let's just seek the Lord's forgiveness this morning and ask God to show us, you know, forgive us as we also have forgiven. Time to ask God, we need to forgive anyone. Does anyone owe you a debt? Or does anyone owe you a debt you need to cancel? We just read his words. If we want forgiveness from our Heavenly Father, then we must forgive. So we're going to talk to our Father about it. God's will be done, not ours. So I just want to say thank you, Father God, right now. We just come before you, Lord. I thank you for empowering us based on forgiveness, Lord. You chose to forgive, Lord. Teach us how to choose to forgive, Lord. Anything that we've held on to, anything that we've harbored, Lord God, or just chose not to release unto you, Lord, we are here right now in oneness. And we lay these at your feet, Lord God. For we know that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, Lord God. And Father God, teach us how to forgive others the way you did, Lord God. And in such a way where it'll be a blessing to somebody else, no matter what the offense is. Lord God, I forgive family, Lord. I forgive friends. Even forgive myself, Lord God. But I thank you, Lord, that your forgiveness is pure, Lord God. Examine our hearts this morning. Try our hearts, Lord God, and we just thank you for the gift of forgiving. For the word forgiveness even has the word giving in it, Lord God. So teach us how to give certain things to you, certain ways to you, Lord God. Teach us how to give even certain people to you who've wronged us, certain situations and circumstances. Lord God, we just praise you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We magnify you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for what you have called us to do, Lord, to forgive, Lord God, as an act of obedience, Lord God. Any residue of unforgiveness, we present it to you as a living sacrifice, Lord God, holy and acceptable as a reasonable service, Lord God. Hallelujah. Come on, Sister Linda.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For being our debt, for being the sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins, Lord.
Yes.
May we never forget, Lord, the great debt that we owe you, Father God, has been paid by Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Lord, let us always be grateful for that, Father God, and have that ever present in our minds, Father God, when somebody wrongs us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That, Lord, we have been forgiven. And that, Lord, we should be giving out that same forgiveness, Lord God, because it's not a forgiveness that we earned, Father God, but it's a forgiveness that we receive because of your love and your great mercy, which we cannot even understand, Father God, the greatness of your love and mercy, Lord.
Hallelujah.
There is nothing that anyone could do to us, Father God, that would be any worse than what Jesus received, the punishment he received, Lord God. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. Let us live grateful lives, Father God. Your word says obedience is greater than sacrifice, Lord. That our gratefulness will lead us to live lives of forgiveness, Father God. And yes, not hold things against people, Father God. This life that you've given us, Father God. Lord, it's not worth it to hold things against people. It's not worth it, Father God. And let us see the pettiness, Father God, of unforgiveness, Lord. And cleanse our hearts from every ounce of pride and arrogance, Father God, that would keep us from forgiving our brothers and our sisters, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Lord, every day, Father God, with the knowledge that we are walking under your great grace.
Yes.
And that grace is sufficient for everybody, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that we are not anyone to withhold that grace from everybody, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for that, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for your grace. I thank you, Father God, for your mercy, Lord. We are so grateful, Father. We are so grateful that we would live out every day of our lives, Father God, showing you our gratefulness by forgiving our brothers and sisters, by loving one another, like you said, Lord God. Because by loving one another, we show that we love you.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Show that we put you first, Lord God. And that we will not offend you by withholding forgiveness from somebody else, Lord. Let us not grieve your Holy Spirit, Father God. Let us not put ourselves and our own feelings before you, Father God. But let us push those things aside and say, you are everything, Lord.
Yes.
And because you want this, we give it. We give it.
Hallelujah.
Because you loved us, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We cannot understand. Help us to lay down, help us every single day, Lord, that we would die to that flesh that would want us to be offended, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Say no. Say no to that. We say no. We say we will love each other, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the opportunity that you give us to love others, Father God. The opportunity that you give us to show others what love is, what you are, Father God, because you are love, Lord God. And how can we say we love people or we love you when we can't love the person that's next to us, Lord?
Yes.
No, not be hypocrites, Father God. We will not be hypocrites, but we will love people as you love people, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay. Somebody pray for all the, just like in that parable we just read, he didn't keep his promise. Somebody pray for forgiveness of false promises or things that we promised God and we didn't carry out. Oh Lord, we're in a God. Would you like to pray?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Father. Lord, this morning we settle accounts. We settle in our own mind, our own conscience, Father, that God, all the things that you have personally done for us, Father, we want to, first of all, thank you. We want to thank you for the ultimate forgiveness, Father. And that was, Father, you gave your son to pay the price that forgiveness may be applied to our account, Father.
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you for every promise that you made. And God, sometimes, Father, we even need to ask, Lord, sometimes we hold things against you because maybe you didn't come through for us or you didn't give us what we wanted at that time. And Lord, you're our Father. And so, God, we even say, Lord, we forgive you. We hold grudges against you, Father God.
Yes,
so we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And God, we make a conscious decision that we will forgive. We will release anyone that we have ought against, oh God. We thank you, Lord. And God, we know that this is only by way of the Holy Spirit. We do not have the ability. It is the work of the Holy Spirit that gives us the ability to release and forgive, Father. God, we thank you that you're teaching us day by day, Father. God, you made it very clear through your word this morning that, Father, that this is how we operate in faith by forgiveness, Father. And
yes,
so, God, we thank you that your word has come alive, Father. And, God, we forgive ourselves.
Yes.
Father, we hold so much grudge. We might have failed and we didn't pray or read the word. And God, we make this decision today, Father, because we can't forgive others until we first forgive ourselves, Father.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Father.
Yes.
So, Father God, we release ourselves, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, you said in your word in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, you would be faithful and just to forgive.
Yes.
You would be faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so, God, anyone that has done anything to us, we make the decision, we forgive them for all. We forgive them. We release the debt. We release the offense. In the name, we will not harbor unforgiveness, resentment, bitterness, or anything in our heart. We examine our heart right now, Father. You said we're to examine ourselves to see if we're in the faith. So, Father, we examine ourselves. Any area of unforgiveness, We ask that you would bring it to the surface, that you would expose it, that you would disclose it and reveal it to us, that we might confess it and declare complete forgiveness. And God, it's only because you have forgiven us, Father. As we have received forgiveness, we give it. Because as the man of God said, forgiveness is an act of giving. So we give because, Father, we give freely. You said, freely we have received, freely give. So we have freely received forgiveness, and we now freely give it. And we thank you that the burden is lifted off of us. The yoke is destroyed. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for absolute complete relief. And God, we thank you that we will pray for those, Father, whom we have any ought against. And we will walk in love because forgiveness is an act of love as well.
Hallelujah.
So we bless you, Father. We thank you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, it is filled. Hallelujah. Sister Angie on the line?
No, Sister Teresa is.
Oh, Sister Teresa.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Thank you.
Bless you, Sister Teresa.
I will pray. Glory be to you, my God. You are holy.
Thank you.
You are the only one. We give you thanks and we give you glory.
Yes, Lord.
Honor and the praise every day, every night, every moment of our existence. Heavenly Father, we come to you today. Seeking for you to help us to learn what it really means to forgive. That it's not an emotion, Lord God. It is a decision that we have to make. No matter how we feel, Lord God, we are above that because we are yours. Remind us of that, my Father. Help us to bring out those deep-seated resentments that we have that we may not even remember that are in our hearts. Father God, until they sprout up with a comment, with a thought, a fleeting just anger, and help us to eradicate that from our spirit, from our heart, Father God. I pray, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit invade us, cleanse us, and dislodge anything that we have buried in our hearts against anything that hurt us, Father God. We know that there's pain, and you said yourself, Lord Jesus, that in this world we shall have tribulations, but you told us to take courage, Lord God. So we take that courage that you give us to self-examine where is it that we need to forgive, Father God. Some hurts and some pain is so far in the past and so deep in our subconscious that we don't even remember it's there until it comes out in a negative comment or in a negative thought.
And hallelujah.
We cast it out, Father God. We cast it out, bring it to the surface so that we can truly forgive those who have hurt. We're not denying hurt. We're just saying we won't carry it anymore in our hearts and in our spirits, Father God. And we thank you that you give us the strength and you give us that purpose to do so because we want to do what you want us to do, Father God, not what we desire. Lord God, just right now, anyone who has any deep-seated resentment against anyone or anything that has happened, Father God, we ask that your Holy Spirit just heal us. Heal us from within so that we can be able to forgive others and just let it go and give it to you. Put it at your feet, my Lord Jesus. Just put it at your feet and walk away knowing that you are just and that you will fix everything for us, my Father. We don't need to worry. We don't need to ponder on what we got to do and what we got to say and this is going to happen because we don't. You are ordering our steps. We choose you, Father God. The moment that we chose your son, Jesus Christ, and accepted his salvation, we belong to you, Father. We are yours. And we thank you because otherwise we'd be lost, Father God. I give you thanks that you give us true repentance and that you give us that patience and that heart to forgive, as well as seek out to be forgiven if there are any debts that we have to pay. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Sister Kathy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else want to pray?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brother James. James, you on?
I'll pray.
Go ahead.
Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for tonight. I mean, this morning, Father, we pray, Lord God, for each and every person, Lord God, that has not truly forgiven anyone that has trespassed against them. We pray for them now, Lord God, even those who may not even be on the call right now, but Lord God, that is, Lord God, with us together. We pray, Lord God, that you will begin to deal with their hearts. Lord God, that you will help them to truly forgive, Father.
Yes.
And, Lord God, show them how to do it. Show them, Lord God. And we just pray, Lord God, for them, Lord God. Those who have brought the offense, didn't even know that they offended. We just pray, Lord God, over them as well, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray.
Yeah.
We give you thanks. We know that it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up the affairs of the world, Lord. We stand in the gap for the nation right now, Lord God. That forgiveness will be implemented, Lord God. Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for all that you do and every word that comes to pass, Lord God. But Lord, have mercy on this nation, Lord. Just like forgive them, for they know not what they do, Lord God. And I just pray that they would get a personal encounter, Lord God, that they would get a fresh touch from you, Lord, that they will receive a divine encounter like what happened with Saul from Tarsus, and he ended up becoming Paul for you, Lord God. So I just pray, Father God, that it is through forgiveness in which your way truly is implemented. So, Father God, have mercy on the nation and on this world, Lord God, that they would be terribly sorry, Lord God, and that they would forgive others, Father. So, Lord God, we value forgiveness, Lord God. And we thank you for forgiving us, Lord God. And even as we have forgiven others, Lord, we just ask that you would forgive us for any promises that we made and didn't carry them out, Lord.
Every time
that we said, you said, let our words be few on this earth, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
For every idle word, there will be an account, Lord God. So, Father, let us be mindful, Lord God, and carry out through actions of faith, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for even this time you've allowed us to fellowship together, Lord, and be on one accord, Lord God. I just pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Any hidden area of unforgiveness that has been ensnared from the enemy, I thank you for the power of forgiveness, Lord God. We choose to forgive situations, circumstances, and people, Lord God. And even you who've done nothing to us, Lord God, but only blessed us and only helped us. But we if we have anything towards you, whether it be animosity, whether it be any resentment, Father, we release it right now to you, Lord.
Yes,
we forgive
Father.
You, Lord. We forgive Father. Ourselves, Lord God.
Yes.
We forgive our cousins, our aunties, uncles, our parents, whomever it is, Lord. Even if it's this world, we forgive this world, Lord God.
And we just release it in your care at your feet, Lord God. For you say for us to give you the desires and the cares of this world, whatever it may be, that's heavy laden. For you will give us rest for our souls, Lord God. So as we empty out, we receive your rest, Lord God. We receive your very best, Lord God. And we also, Lord, know that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, Lord. Father, I truly experienced last night I was so heavy, and I didn't even know I was so heavy. But when you told me to release the names of those people and even myself in the equation, I felt a light. I felt a burden being removed, Lord God. And I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for lightening that load, Lord, that tension or the strife or the discord or whatever it was that was lurking in the members of my being. I thank you, Father, for the release and the power in the supernatural. I thank you, Father, that your word says that greater is he that lives in me than he in the world. So, Lord God, have your way today, Lord, and let us experience the totality of the freedom that you've given us. Because your word says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah, Lord. So we just bless your holy name, Lord, not leaving your presence, Lord. But as we close out, we thank you for hearing the petitions of your people. We believe that we received all that we asked for, Lord God. Continue, Father, take us from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Order our footsteps, and Lord, we just want to be with you and get to know your heart, Lord. Above all things, we want to know you and the power of your resurrection. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes,
so, Father,
Lord.
We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Listen, oh my God. What a word this morning that the Holy Spirit ministered to us this morning about settling accounts. Wow. This is something that, listen, you're going to have to really, throughout the rest of this week, this message you need to meditate on. I mean, really, because this is a message that, you know, you don't even see a lot of preachers ministering in this area. And this is one of the things that keep us from growing. This keeps us from moving forward. This has been one of the biggest obstacles, the biggest impediment in the path of most people in the body of Christ. And we go along life like everything is okay, but that one stumbling block is there, and it's unforgiveness. And the man of God, through the Holy Spirit, through the man of God, actually expose that thing. In other words, it's just like a sore that's just there, and you don't treat that thing. You know, that has been our unforgiveness. It's that one thing that keeps us from properly healing. Did you hear what I just said? It hinders us from properly healing correctly. And so once we are able to release and forgive, we are able to not just be healed. Here you go, pay attention. But we can actually experience wholeness.
Yes. Wow.
Wholeness. Body, soul, and spirit. That is the power of, listen, oh God, I feel the Holy Ghost. The power of forgiveness has the ability to make us whole. You know, Jesus asked the question, would you be made well? And a lot of times, that deep down thing that's in our heart is connected to someone that we're holding offense against. And when I'm done with this person, yeah, you might be done with them, but you've never forgiven them from your heart.
Wow.
You don't have to continue to deal with them, but you got to release them from your heart. That's what you got to do. The Holy Spirit made that very clear. And so sometimes in your own personal time in prayer, you're going to have to go back in the secret place and say, God, I'm going to settle this account right now. This person that I hold that nobody knows, but it's just between you and God. You know who that person is. You don't deal with them no more, but you need to release them. And I'm encouraging every person on this call to take a moment Before we get off this call this morning, because this is what I hear the whole day, before, and I want you to, in your own mind, in your own spirit, just declare to yourself, not out loud, say, Lord, I release them. Because listen, that right there, when you release that person, even though, you again, that you don't deal with them, you are, listen, you're going to find true liberty. You're going to find true healing, true wholeness. And listen, listen, the Lord is telling me that when you release those people, the doors that have been closed, oh, hallelujah, don't miss this. There are some doors that have been closed. God is going to open those doors. And you are going to experience the true blessing. There are some obstacles, some blessings that God's been wanting to release to you, but that one area of unforgiveness you've been holding against that person, and it might be a family member. And listen, you might need to, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost, you might even have to operate in the next level of faith. You might need to call them and say, you know what, Mom, I forgive you. Brother, I forgive you. You might be a family member, you know. I got some people, I got to call them. This week, because this word convicted me. See, if the word should convict you, the word should deal with you. Because listen, this week we got to settle these accounts. And so, man of God, I want to thank you for being obedient to the person of the Holy Spirit and allowing him to minister grace. And I declare, people of God, every person on this call, there is a level of grace now. The Bible says, guess what? His mercies are new every morning. And when you woke up this morning, God applied new mercy to you.
Come on.
He did it because you made a conscious decision that you were not going to hold unforgiveness. What a powerful word this morning. What a powerful word. What a powerful word. So I want everyone, real quickly, because we're going to get ready to be dismissed, and I want you to just take a few seconds and just begin to thank God for his word this morning, because I believe this word has really impressed something in our hearts today that we need to now minister this. We need to minister to people, our family, even our children. Some of us, you know, our children, you know, you got to release your children as well. Hello. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we thank you. God, right now, we thank you. For every person right now, we thank you, Father, that you have already released us. And now we release everyone.
Hallelujah.
Everyone, family, friends, even enemies, we release them today, Father. And God, we thank you for this word this morning. Truly, you have spoken to our heart. Truly, you have impressed us in our spirit. And again, God, we make that conscious decision that this will be a message that we will meditate on throughout the rest of this week. We thank you, Father. God, we thank you for everyone that joined us this morning. We bless you for them taking time out of their busy schedule to hear from you this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for ministering to us. And God, I thank you that you have now removed the stony heart. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you have now given us a heart of flesh because of forgiveness. See, when you forgive, guess what? You receive a heart of flesh. Oh, you better get that. You better write that down. You better put that in your spirit. When you truly forgive, that stony heart is removed, and you are now receiving a heart of flesh. So,
amen.
Father, we thank you. We believe, we receive it, and we glorify you in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, listen,
amen.
People of God, again, listen, again, I want to thank everyone for taking time to really allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you this morning, because this word ministered to me this morning, and I'm very grateful. Man of God, we want to thank God. Father, we pray right now for Brother Ronnie, Father. We pray for his fiance, Father. Father, we pray for his family. We pray for him right now. God, as he has took the time to to minister to us what the Spirit of God has begun to impress upon him, Father. And even in his own personal life, Father God, that this message has become personal to him, because you had to deal with him in his personal private time before he was able to minister it. And many times, God, before we're able to minister a word, we have to first apply that word in our own prayer life, in our own individual lives. And Father, I believe you've done that today through your vessel. So we thank you for him. And we pray a hedge of protection over him. And God, we declare there will be no backlash, no retaliation from this word right now. He just exposed the enemy. He just broke the grip of the enemy off of some lives today, Father, through the word today. God, we bless you. And we honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen.
Amen.
And amen. Now listen, if anyone have any prayer requests, because I got some prayer requests, amen. So if there anyone have any prayer requests before we are dismissed?
Yes, I do. This is Teresa.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I want to pray for my friend Julie, who was cancer-free for a whole year, and it returned very aggressively. And I want the Lord God to bless her faith, because she says that she's willing to withstand and go through everything because she knows God is going to heal her. So I want to pray for Julie and that God's glorious will be done and his reward for her faith.
Amen. Sister Kathy, can you pray real quick for that?
Yes. Hallelujah, Father God. We just thank you, Lord God, for your healing power, Father God, that you said that we are, Lord God, defending our healing, that our healing is already a finished work. And so we just come into agreement with Julie right now for her faith to be increased. Lord God, your word said that healing is the children's bread. Your word says that by your stripes, that we were already healed. You said, Lord God, in your word that you healed us all, Father God. And so we thank you, Lord God, and we believe with our sister. We believe, Lord God, that you are the great physician healer. Give her the wisdom, Lord God, on her end of what to do. Give the doctors wisdom, Lord God, exactly what to do. And we just thank you, Lord God, for her wholeness, her healing that she is believing you for. And we pray that you would do it swiftly. Like it will not take long, Father. And we come and we curse cancer right now at the root in the name of Jesus. Cut it off. Remove it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Dissolve it right now, Father. We pray, Lord God, for a creative miracle right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are healing her in thy blood in the name of Jesus. You are healing her in the very spot, Lord God, where it has formed. And so we pray right now in the name of Jesus for your healing touch right now.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, we thank you and we bless you and we believe and we receive on our behalf. We believe and receive with her in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Father, for Julie, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Kathy, I want you to real briefly, just share the prayer request concerning our auntie.
Oh, yes, most definitely. I have a 94 or 95 your old auntie in Richmond, where we had went to visit some time ago, and she had lost her home. And so she had got back in, but then again, this past Mother's Day, she got evicted again. And so it's some fraudulent activity going on. Someone took out a couple of loans against the house. And so it was improperly done, and somebody did that behind her back. And so now she's in a hotel paying $100 a day. So it's a financial strain on her. And also, you know, it's a strain on her. And I have my brother you know, it's his working, so he's not really able. And then he has an addiction that he's dealing with. And so so it's a lot of stress for her. And so I'm praying that she would get an attorney, a real good attorney that's not going to be like charging her like a lot of money. We're looking for a pro bono attorney and then some kind of investigator to investigate what's going on and who has done this to her. So please keep her in your prayers and my brother too. Please.
Amen. Brother Ronnie, can you cover that real quick, Brother Ronnie?
Yes. What, Sister Kathy, what's her name again? Auntie?
My brother's name is Greg, and my auntie's name is Leela.
Leela, okay. Leela.
Leela May.
Leela May. Father God, right now, Lord, we come before you, Lord, bold and humble at your precious throne, Lord God. You are fully aware of the situation. What's going on, Lord God? But right now, we pray for justice, Lord God. I pray,
yes,
Father
God,
for it to be revealed, Lord God, and that whoever is behind this messy form of deceit, we come against the powers that be. We come against that power of darkness and that spirit of whatever it may be of crookedness and evil, Lord. We just thank you, Father God, that everything is working out for the good, Lord God, and what the enemy meant for harm. Lord God, you already, I just thank you, Father God. I pray for Mama May right now, Auntie May, that you would have your way, Lord God, and even within, you've carried her this far and this long, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that not only justice be given, Lord, but just like the story of Job, Lord God, we come in agreement that she should get not just a double for her trouble, but 100 times fold, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, pressed down, shaken, and abundance, Lord, exceedingly above and beyond. That what's rightfully hers, it shall come to pass, Lord God. So whatever's happening, Lord, with the people are doing with her home, I just pray, Father, that she would get back what's rightfully and truthfully hers, Lord God. And Lord, I just come against this motel to hotel, Lord God, but that you would have your way, Lord God, work it out, Lord. We extend our hands right now, Lord, that you would enlarge her borders, Lord God. Expand her territory, Lord God. Increase right now, Lord. Supernatural increase, Father God. And protect her even in the brother Greg, Lord God. Just allow him to have soundness, Lord God, and lead him with wisdom and guide him, Lord, that they would talk to the right people, Lord God. And Father, you are a source, Lord God, but I know you have resources for them available, Lord, that this thing shall be worked out as you level the mountains and make every crooked path straight. And we just bind up any wrongdoing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. And I speak a speedily recovery. We speak a speedily recovery right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Father. I thank you that it too shall pass, but that she shall rightfully inherit what is hers, Lord God. Because this ain't cool. And that ain't right, Lord God. And you see, Lord, I know you know. So, Father God, please move and intervene, Lord. And we thank you for a praise report that shall come forth immediately, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Now, listen up, people of God, as we get ready to close. Again, I want to remind you, also want to let you know, July 3rd is our next prophetic community meeting. Our next prophetic community meeting. And since the man of God dealt with this thing on forgiveness, I want you to forgive yourself because we all been slacking in the prophetic community. I need everyone to get back to posting. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to stay engaged. Amen. And so I need everyone to, even myself, we got to get back to posting because we are not going to let the prophetic community die out. We want to keep one another. The Bible says that we are to encourage one another the more as we see the day approaching. The purpose of it is, again, for the purpose of accountability. So I need everyone, Linda and Ronnie and myself, Kathy, everyone, I need you to forgive yourself, but I need you to get back posting in the prophetic community. Amen. Get back with it. I'm going to hold you accountable. So everyone, get back on your post, get back on the wall, and get to minister and share the word on there. We want to continue to get that word forth. Again, July 3rd, put that on your calendar because that is our next prophetic community meeting. And again, I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning. What a powerful, glorious word. You ought to give Jesus some praise for ministering to us this morning. That word was powerful.
Hallelujah.
And we were truly enlightened. Go ahead, woman of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So also, don't forget next week. Don't forget next week. Somebody else has anything?
Yes. I wanted to pray for my healing, too. This is Regina.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
What did she say?
Regina, can you quickly share with us the area in which you need prayer? I know you're here.
I have been sick for a minute, and I'm trying to get home. And so I'm going to pray. I'm asking for prayer that I have a speedy recovery to be able to get home tomorrow, and that God will heal whatever this is. I don't even know how or what, if it's the virus or whatever, but I'm praying for the coverage of it.
A plague shall not come near your dwelling.
Sister Teresa, can you pray for that? Sister Teresa.
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead and pray for that.
Father, glory be to you, my Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your word, because your word is your promise, Father God, and we hold fast to it, Lord. You said in your word, Father God, I am the God that healeth thee.
Yes,
Lord. Okay. Be still and know that I am God. So we know that you are God, Father, and we know that you can do what man can't do. And the surgeons, bless their heart, and the doctors, they do what they can, but we count on you. We can trust and obey what they tell us in the natural, but we expect the healing from you, my Lord. I thank you, Father God, for Sister Regina being bold enough to come forth and ask you with boldness, Father God, for her healing, which you promised in your word, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that your word says that with long life you will satisfy me and show me your salvation. So we trust your word, Lord God. You have healed those women in the Bible that you said, woman, thou art loosed. Woman, your faith has healed you. We are the same woman, Father God, because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord God. I just plead the blood of Jesus over Virginia and anything that is ailing her, Father God, that you will take care of it according to your will, my Father God, because you said you would give us long life, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that the purpose that you have given us when we were created, you will make sure that we accomplish it before we leave this world. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing Virginia and her family, for giving her a strong faith, and for giving her persistence and patience, Father God, for you to do your work and work your will. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, people. God, listen, I want to thank you for joining me. Remember, enjoy your day. Don't forget tomorrow. Don't forget to go worship Jesus Christ. Pray for us, those that's going to be there tomorrow afternoon. We will be at 1307 East Compton Boulevard. I will be ministering powerful word. You don't want to miss it. If you're anywhere in the Compton area, we also going to be live streaming. You can do that as well. People of God. Also, too, I want to say this real quickly as we're dismissed. I was talking to Summer today, and one of the things that we want to do, because, you know, Ashley is one of the women of God that really brought us really all together. And so that I think it's been a year now, or a couple of years now, I don't know. But her mom want to put something together by way of Zoom to just all the people that she brought together. We want to do that again. So the mother's going to put something together for us to be on the Zoom again, just to celebrate her life. Ashley was a powerful woman of God who is now with Jesus, and she was the one who was really very led by the Lord to bring a lot of us together, Sama and Jolie and everyone. And so we want to honor that. So that probably be in sometime in August or September. I'll keep you posted as I get the information. So we want to have a Zoom for that because that anniversary is coming up again. And so just be ready for that. Amen. So have a wonderful day, people of God. Listen, stay blessed. Remember, always remember, you're too blessed to be stressed and you're too anointed to be disappointed. God bless you, everyone. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too, David. Bye-bye.
All right, God bless.
Regina, okay.